This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP First Vice President seeking to restore unity within the party. The agricultural sector is set to benefit from a partnership with a major cruise line. The central bank governor reveals a decline in milk production despite general growth in the agriculture sector. A former culture minister says legislation is needed to protect Barbados's built heritage, and thousands of Venezuelans staged protests over election results. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Efforts are being made to bring reconciliation between the warring factions of the Democratic Labour Party. This is according to First Vice President Michael Lashley after he summoned members of the party to an emergency meeting to discuss the way forward. Suspended President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood and General Secretary Steve Blackett, as well as Second Vice President Walter Maloney and former Government Minister John Boyce, also attended the meeting. The meeting came in the wake of a notice of summons that both Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett received yesterday to answer disciplinary charges on August 7th. However, Mr. Lashley told journalists that the public spat must come to an end, and it is incumbent on him to begin the process of unity within the party.
I think as senior member of the party and first vice president, I think it was my duty to bring this body together and really to seek for unity. And that was the basis of the meeting tonight. I've been given instructions by the body there to lead the process of reconciliation, to stop the public utterances, and indeed to consolidate our support and our strength as a party. And I think that is my duty. Of course, I was away for some time, but I think it's absolutely necessary now for me to get involved and to really seek for party unity.
Acting President Andre Worrell and General Secretary Pedro Shepherd had earlier issued statements declaring that they were the ones authorized to call lawful meetings of the Executive Council, and any meetings otherwise called are constituted have no legality. Mr. Lashley indicated that the court is there to determine the legality of any meeting, and he said his focus is on rebuilding the party.
If we are speaking about issues of legality, everyone will have a legal opinion on whether it is legal or whether it is illegal. The courts will have to make a decision on that. I might have an opinion on it, the other person might have an opinion on it, but I want to get from around that and really get to the gravamen and let us move forward. Let us go in the constituencies and canvas. Let us select candidates. Let us get out there in the field. Let us bring alternative programs. Let us start developing a manifesto. Let us work with one another. I mean, that is the issue.
DLP's first Vice President, Michael Lashley. Government is taking measures for the agricultural sector to benefit from a partnership between Barbados and a major cruise line. Local suppliers and manufacturers met with representatives from the Royal Caribbean Group at a seminar yesterday to discuss supplying goods to its cruise ships. Speaking during the seminar, Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir said the sector has a lot of high-quality products to offer the cruise liners.
Barbados is well established as far as the Pine Hill Dairy is concerned, Rubisco, Purity, many of the manufacturers who are already at the table. I am aware that you are working the cruise lines with the poultry producers of Barbados in terms of procurement for table eggs and for chicken product. We can take that a step further, and that is a conversation that I eagerly look forward to the poultry stakeholders having with you. Equally, we have a vibrant Pig Farmers Association of Barbados. And through the Barbados Agricultural Society, I'm sure you have a partner in whom you can trust and be able to plan your provisioning.
He said that the recently privatized sugar industry and local rum should also be considered.
There is an opportunity to work with the stakeholders in the sugar industry as well. We've just completed 8,000 tons of molasses, but of course that's not enough because we have a very strong rum industry. But I wish to state also that I'm extremely happy and very proud of what our rum producers are doing by producing some of the finest quality rums that you can find anywhere in the world. And therefore, I wish to pledge my full support to my colleague minister and to you at the BTMI, and indeed for all of our partners in the cruise industry in making sure that agriculture can play its part in provisioning for the cruise industry.
Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir. Despite some overall growth in the agricultural sector, there's been a 26.7% decrease in local milk production for the first 6 months of the year. This was disclosed by Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge during a review of Barbados's economic performance for the first half of the year at the Courtney Blackman Grand Salle. Dr. Greenidge explained that the weather conditions have been impacting production.
Agriculture reported 5.4% growth, driven by chicken production and fish production. We did have some fall off in some of the food crops because weather impacted those sectors.
And so we will, of course, work closely with the Ministry of Agriculture in terms of understanding what's happening. We specifically respect the milk, understanding that the herd sizes are smaller than they were before because of the extreme weather conditions, etc. Small herd sizes means impacting the milk production, so that's the main reason.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, said that in the meantime, they're looking to import replacement heifers out of Canada to supplement local production.
The Barbados Agricultural Society is working on sourcing replacement heifers for the farmers of this country in order to augment the milk supply. This is because, of course, as you would have noted, there has been a decline in milk production over the previous year. And if we are to arrest it in the short term, it means then that a lot of the heifers have to be replaced. We have to increase production because it takes some time, about 2 years, for an animal to breed even after it's born. So we are working right now on obtaining replacement heifers out of, in this case, Canada, and hopefully by the end of this week, we will be in a position to know how much we are going to import.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Former Minister of Culture, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley, believes that legislation is required to ensure that the island's built heritage is not destroyed. He was speaking following recent comments made by Member of Parliament Colin Jordan, who said Spikestown will lose its built heritage if structures are not protected from investors who may seek to demolish buildings in their attempt to modernize the space. Mr. Lashley said, to prevent this, there needs to be legislation.
The only way that we can actually ensure that developers do not literally destroy the built heritage, both in relation to Spikestown and Bridgetown, is to back it up by appropriate legislation. And I think the government would be well advised to look carefully at the Antiquities and Relics Bill, which has been drafted and prepared by the Attorney General's office. We need legislation to enforce and to ensure that our built heritage is not destroyed. That is very critical for historic Bridgetown and its garrison because that's the only UNESCO World Heritage site that we have. And if we're thinking of listing Spikestown as a UNESCO World Heritage site, we have to think very seriously about ensuring that we bring that legislation to Parliament within the shortest possible time.
Former Minister of Culture, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley. General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny, congratulates Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on his victory for a third term following Sunday's election, which saw him taking 51% of votes cast. Mr. Denny, who was in Venezuela as an international observer, stressed that Sunday's victory was a victory for the poor and powerless people in the Americas, for African descendants in Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as indigenous people of the Americas. Meantime, Venezuelans took to the streets after the electoral authority officially declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of an election that the opposition says was marred by fraud. Protests have erupted across the country, with demonstrators even toppling a statue of Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, in the state of Falcon. Police were deployed in large numbers across Caracas, and members of the National Guard were seen to be firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Recapping the headlines. The DLP's first vice president seeking to restore unity within the party. The agriculture sector is set to benefit from a partnership with a major cruise line. A Central Bank Governor reveals a decline in milk production despite general growth in the agricultural sector. A former culture minister says legislation is needed to protect Barbados's built culture, and thousands of Venezuelans stage protest over election results. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.